Bloody Mary Podcast!
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are doing a retro review of Student Bodies.
Right here, yeah. Student Bodies 1981. The plot is a killer is on the loose at a high school, killing every teen who has sex, and the killer breathes heavy. And first off, we had no idea that this was a parody film.
None.
Yeah.
So, surprise, surprise, the first 2 minutes, we're like,
What? What's going
on? The fuck is going on?
Yeah. So this one, I'd seen the box art for years and years and years. And then recently I found a good copy of it on eBay and I grabbed it because I like the box art. So there's that. It's okay. So spoilers. I mean, it's been 41 years. So do we need spoilers for this movie? I mean, who's gonna get mad at us for spoiling Student Bodies from 1981?
If you get mad at us,
like, write to us.
Yeah, just write to us a letter. Write a letter and mail it to a post box.
Don't give out our address. Okay. So okay, this is written and directed by Mickey Rose, which I've never heard of. But I did researching him. He wrote a lot. He wrote for a ton of TV in the 60s and 70s. Most notably, he was a staff writer on the entire run of the Johnny Carson show.
Really?
For like 250 episodes.
Okay.
Which kind of makes sense. And also, fun fact, this is the single only thing he directed.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah. Maybe a better writer. and a lot of people in this movie, I was just looking it up. This is like the only thing they've done. Like the like the lead actress, Kristen Ritter, this is the only film she's done. And I just like clicked on a few names. It's like, this is the only thing they've done. And then like the person who plays the principal in this, he did this. And then he was like a guest spot on one episode of a TV show in the 70s. So this is just filled to the brim with no-namers that, and then they just didn't do anything afterwards.
I did Student Bodies. Well, I'm never casting you.
Right? Okay, one thing that I was a little disappointed, Student Bodies from the 80s, you look at the cover art, you think there's going to be boobs in it, and there wasn't.
There's no boobs, no man butt, no nothing.
Okay, no. If there was dick, there is a shadowy dick in this.
Oh,
at the very beginning.
There was a shadowy dick. There was a shadowy dick.
A dude gets out of the shower. And then I bet you anything, if you, like, the scene was dark. If you just brightened it up, you would see dong. Guaranteed.
Okay, well.
I saw the outline of dick. I swear I did. So this
there was
is,
a dick outline.
This is pre-scary movie, and this is probably, I think, one of the first horror parodies. Because after this, there were some. I mean, I give the credit for being it parodied Halloween, it parodied Friday the 13th.
Black Christmas.
Black Christmas for sure.
Oh, Black Christmas hard.
There, I don't know.
I mean, the beginning of the movie, the caption's like Halloween. And then it goes black, and then the same house pops up, and it's like Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And then it comes back, and like Jamie Lee's birthday.
Yeah, it was so weird.
And that's when we were like,
Yeah, I mean, this is like Airplane, Naked Gun type of thing. But
you're
just
like, they Naked Gunned it.
Yeah, it's just not as fun. Cum came out of the telephone in like the opening sequence. It was like a mix of Black Christmas and stuff. And she's answering the phone, and then
cum comes
out of the phone.
Yeah. We were both like, is that cum out of the phone right now?
But what was interesting is, so in the opening in this house, a young chick and a young dude, they both die. And then the parents drive up, and then they come in, and then they like scream.
The mom is like, for 75 cents an hour for babysitting.
And she screams at everything like,
the
oh my
TV's
God.
On. Ah! The kitchen's a mess. Ah! Then she goes upstairs, and there's a dead body, two dead bodies in her bed, and one's in a garbage bag. And she's like, huh.
And then the husband's like,
it was so stupid.
It
for
was
75 cents an hour.
But I know it kind of felt like it had hints of the Scream opening. You know,
it kind of did.
I bet you anything. Yeah. I'll bet you $50.
75 cents.
I'll bet you 75 cents that Kevin Williamson saw this film and it was in his subconscious when he wrote the opening for Scream.
Maybe.
Yep.
I need to talk to Kevin Williams and Kevin. Kevin, please give me a call.
Let me know if this movie was in your subconscious or your conscious when you wrote your opening for Scream. It was just a weird movie.
So the kills. Let's talk about the. Okay.
They were dumb.
These are literally the weapons that were used in every single kill.
List them off.
A paperclip.
Yeah. And or paper clips.
And or paper clips.
Yeah.
A wooden horse head bookend, which, goddamn,
that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. An eggplant.
Yep.
A chalkboard eraser.
Yeah.
And a prom queen crown.
And a prom queen crown. Prom.
Say that three times fast.
Prom queen crown. Prom queen crown. I can't do it. Okay. It has to be the vodka. But there's a whole weird thing in there about horse head bookends. The high school
the wood shop teacher
guy just has this fascination with.
Oh, he got hard-ons for horse head wooden. But
wooden. What? Horse head bookends. And he makes the entire class make them all the time. And then you had said someone in the props department just has to make like 200 horse head bookends.
There was like a whole room full, and it was 81. So it's not like CGI. They like CGI'd
it. No,
like,
it was just all wooden.
Somebody's job was to make fucking wooden horse head bookends.
So silly. Or check this out. What if they just found those and like, how do we use these? Like they're like in the Paramount lot, and then over in the corner there's like these boxes of these horse head bookends like made for something, and they're like, how the fuck do we use these? I don't know, but we're taking them.
We're taking them. Yeah. You're gonna use that shit. Well, and it's like there was two prong to these deaths. There was the kills, and then there was the men stuffed in black plastic bags tied up.
It's just so dumb. Yeah. It's just your killer's the principal. And so this the movie ends. It's the killer's revealed to be a principal and then his assistant. But then your final girl wakes up in the hospital with swine flu, and it's a Wizard of Oz thing.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was a Wizard of Oz thing. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and then she looks over at the principal's the janitor, and then this person's that person. And then her boyfriend is a killer, and then she dies, and then she comes back to life out of the grave. So it gives you like four different horror movie endings.
Right. Well, okay. Yeah. Let's rewind to the first ending.
Okay. Rewind.
You know, so all these kids are getting killed every time they have sex. Yep. Oh, we're going to rewind a little bit more.
Okay.
I'm sorry. when they have sex, it's like, oh, I wrote this down too. Funerals get me hot.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of just weird
hollowed
lines.
Out bulls in a parade get me hot.
Yeah.
Garbage gets me hot.
Yeah.
Wooden horse head bookends gets me hot. So the principal becomes the killer, and then it's like he kills the girls because he's been naked underneath his clothes the whole time. And these whores of high school girls have not noticed the entire time.
Yeah, he's been naked underneath his clothes this entire time, just in case you're wondering.
And those hoary high school girls did not give him the time of day.
No.
And then his assistant / mother / father.
Yep.
Killed the men to clean up the clean up the mess.
To clean up his mess, which didn't clean up any mess.
And then when Toby wakes up, the doctor was like,
Toby's the final girl.
Yeah, she's the final girl, by the way. Toby got the swine flu because of sexual repression.
She did.
Did
yes.
you know that you could get the swine flu from sexual repression? I did not know that.
I did. Where have you been?
I was like, what the fuck? Are you making me watch?
Yeah, this was a strange one. I mean, when you talk about it, you make it sound way more fun than it is.
It's not.
You know what really hurts this movie? And they did the sound design was bad. Like it's the whole there's a breather.
Oh, that was super fucking.
Like your
annoying.
Killer, you hear is, and
too long too.
Yeah, very
not
long.
Like, it's like drag.
And they did it on purpose. Like when there was a kill scene, they would play clips of like a Western wagon chase, you know, just
a
things
dog
like,
meowed.
Yeah.
It was just dumb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't get the cult following. I really don't, because it's like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, so there is a cult following because, well, this bombed in the theaters.
Shocking.
And then it aired on TV a lot because it was pretty, like, almost PG-ish.
Oh, do you remember in the middle of the movie,
yes,
it's a fucking
part.
Break. The producer or something, like, yep. They pause the movie and the producers are like, we got an R rating for... And fuck you.
No, he...
or something. I don't even know.
No, in the middle of the movie, a guy comes on. He's just sitting at a desk and he says, so in order to get an R rating, a film has to have gratuitous violence, has to have nudity, has to have foul language, and we have none of those. And we've heard that getting a rated R film is popular these days. So all I have to say is, fuck you. And then it goes back to the movie. And that actually gave him the R rating.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. There were cheerleaders in it. The main chick, she was hot when she like put on her grease outfit. That was fun.
And her her boobs that she put in balloons. So you hear squeaky balloons every time she moves and walks.
I didn't notice that.
Did you hear the squeak?
I just think that isn't that just how boobs sound?
Yeah, my boobs squeak all the time.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
If you're watching this on YouTube, you get to see our on-set puppy.
Yeah, he's been hounding us. Get it? And there was product placement. There was Coors, KFC, and Dr. Pepper. And to be honest, they did a great job because I remember the product.
That's very true.
Because they really put it in your face.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I've never seen someone rubber band chicken back together before, but that happened in this movie.
There was a drumstick that fell on...
That fell apart, and so someone rubber band it and put it back it was the stupidest shit. And it was the stupidest movie, and you made me...
Yeah.
And like, before... A little, not context, but like, he watched Fast Furious 9, which is...
I did
jump
not.
The shark. You did too.
What are you talking
and
about?
And then I watched this one and I was like, what the fuck?
Okay, I've seen all the Fast and Furious movies, so I have to watch.
Okay, but
the next
I loved
one.
All of them. Anyways,
it was bad.
It was
terrible.
It was terrible. And then we went into this one and I was like, what the fuck again? Like, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what do you rate this?
What do I rate this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. 3 out of 10, right? It's a 3 out of 10. I think this is for someone, if you like horror films and you like parodies and you just want to watch it because it's a slice of horror and parody history, sure, give it a go. But that's the only, like, I don't recommend anybody see this. There's really no redeeming value. Stick with the cover art. This is a case of the cover art is far times better than the film. Don't judge a book by its cover. The cover art's masterfully and beautifully painted. I think it looks great, but the movie, not so much. How about you? What would you rate it?
A one. I think.
So wait, does their scale go to 0? Can something get a 0 or is 1 the lowest? Which one's the lowest?
I think a 0.
A 0?
I think a 0. So I gave it a 1.
Okay.
The box art's cool, but like,
that's
it. I did not like this movie at all. I just kept going, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah. I found like little pieces here and there that were neat, but nothing to hold it.
I didn't really find anything neat about it.
Whatever. So anyways,
it's all stupid.
Student bodies. Have you seen it?
Yes. Have you seen it? Let us know what you think about it.
Yeah. Do you like it? Is it one of your cult favorites? If so, like, I don't know.
Explain your reasoning and try to change my mind.
Yeah. Also, side note, we have an Amazon wish list. We don't have a Patreon or anything quite yet, but we do have an Amazon wish list. So if you feel like supporting the Bloody Mary podcast, check that out. There's some stuff on there that, you know, some tiki mugs, some equipment, some gear, some other fun things. If you'd like to support us, you know, buy us some stuff.
Yeah, let us know what you think.
And then we'll give you a shout out. So like, if you get us a new mug and we have it on here, it'll be like, thanks to... You know,
thanks to you.
Thanks
we
to,
have
thanks
a
to
Texas
you.
Chainsaw Massacre tiki mug, and
we
appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyways, student bodies, check it out.
Or don't.
That was our retro review. Let's just end this. We can drink more vodka.
All right.
Off screen.
Our Bloody Marys are dead.
Yeah.
And so are we.
Cool.
Drink in moderation, folks, or not.
Okay. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Bloody Mary. Yeah.